Project 3, page 48. The Tailor of Swatham. Taylor Krejci. Bylo nebylo, once upon a time, there was a tailor. On žil, he lived with his wife and five children, kde? In the village of Swatham, in the town of Dobříš. The tailor and his wife worked hard, ale nikdy neměli, but they never had enough money. Žili, they lived in a small cottage. Co bylo v zahradě? In the garden there was a big old oak tree. Dub, oak, oak tree. Seděl pod. The tailor often sat under the tree. Tak tam seděl. One day he was sitting under the tree. Když padnul do stavu asleep, usnul. When he fell asleep. Zatímco while he was sleeping, vyšla ven, his wife came out of the house. Zbudila, she woke him up. Proč? Why aren't you working? Naštvaně, she said angrily. Nemáme, we haven't got any money for food. Často je tam motiv žádný, takže když je zápor haven't, tak je slovíčko any. A nebo we have no money. No je jeden zápor, takže už have nemůžu dát haven't v jedné větě. Don't worry, said the tailor. Brzy budeme, we'll soon be rich. Zatímco jsem byl ve stavu asleep, spal jsem while I was asleep, měl jsem, I had a strange dream. A nějaký hlas in my dream, a voice said, go to London Bridge, treasure poklad, you will find treasure there. Don't be silly, nebuď hloupý, neblázni, said his wife, nemůžeš, you can't leave everything and go to London. Avšak, however, the next day, the tailor zbalil, packed his bag, a vydal se, and set off, to London. Cesta, journey. It was a long journey, but after 4 days, dorazil, he arrived in. Come to, ale arrive in, nebo dorazit do divadla, arrive at the theater, ale není tu. He arrived in the capital city. Šel rovnou, he went straight to London Bridge. Co tam bylo? There were lots of shops. Kde? On the bridge. Kdy? In those days. Tehda. And it was rušné, a busy place. The tailor walked up and down, sem tam, potom bridge, the bridge all day. Nic se nestalo, nic se stalo. But nothing happened, nikdo nemluvil, tedy nikdo mluvil. And nobody spoke to him. Další den, the next day, jak on šel, as he was walking po tom mostě along the bridge, two boys najednou suddenly ran k němu, towards him. They pushed him, zatlačili, and ukradli, they stole his bag. Then they ran away, do čeho, into the crowd, duff of people. The tailor sat down, chodník, on the pavement. Měl jsem, I had very little money when I arrived, pomyslel, he thought. Now I haven't got anything. Zatímco seděl, while he was sitting there, někdo promluvil, somebody spoke to him. It was one of the, majitel obchodu, shopkeepers. What are you doing? He asked. Viděl jsem tě, I saw you yesterday. You were walking up and down the bridge all day. A tak řekl the tailor told the shopkeeper o čem about his dream. Hey, that's silly, said the shopkeeper a smál se and he laughed. Nemůžeš, you can't believe dreams. I had a dream last night. A v tom snu, in the dream, jsem kopal, dig, I was digging under an old oak tree. A našel jsem, and I found a big box of gold. Koho čeho zlata? Ale, but it was only a dream. Nehodlám hledat. I'm not going to look for the tree. A kde bylo? Where was the tree? Asked the tailor. Oh, to bylo v jedné vesnici. It was in a village called Swaffham, said the shopkeeper. Swaffham? I don't even know where it is. Dokonce ani nevím where it is. Když to uslyšel, when he heard this, the tailor vyskočil, jumped up. He said, thank you, komu, to the shopkeeper, outstartoval, started the long journey home. O 4 dní později, 4 days later, tired and hungry, he arrived home. Well, where's the treasure? Said his wife. Neřek nic, the tailor didn't say, a nemůžu říct nothing, už máme zápor, takže anything. Popadl rýč, he grabbed a spade, vběhl, ran into the garden a začal digovat, dig, kopat and started to dig under the old oak tree. It was hard work, but soon ten rýč, the spade, narazil, hit something. It was a wooden box. The tailor otevřel, opened the box. It was full of gold and silver. Já jsem šel, I walked all the way to London, he said, ale ten poklad, but the treasure was here in my own garden. The story tells us about the importance of dreams. However, it seems you'll benefit from these dreams if you are honest, hardworking, and follow them, and you're willing to follow them. Okay, tak teď to ještě rychle. The tailor of Swaffham. Once upon a time, there was a tailor. He lived with his wife and 5 children in the village of Swaffham. The tailor and his wife worked hard, but they never had enough money. They lived in a small cottage. In the garden, there was a big old oak tree. The tailor often sat under the tree. One day, he was sitting under the tree when he fell asleep. While he was sleeping, his wife came out of the house. She woke him up. Why aren't you working? She said angrily. We haven't got any money for food. Oh, don't worry, said the tailor. We'll soon be rich. While I was asleep, I had a strange dream. In my dream, a voice said, go to London Bridge. You'll find treasure there. Don't be silly, said his wife. You can't leave everything and go to London. However, the next day the tailor packed his bag and set off to London. It was a long journey, but after 4 days he arrived in the capital city. He went straight to London Bridge. There were lots of shops on the bridge in those days, so it was a busy place. The tailor walked up and down the bridge all day, but nothing happened and nobody spoke to him. The next day, as he was walking along the bridge, 2 boys suddenly ran towards him. They pushed him and they stole his bag. Then they ran away into the crowd of people. The tailor sat down on the pavement. Oh, I had very little money when I arrived, he thought. Now I haven't got anything. While he was sitting there, somebody spoke to him. It was one of the shopkeepers. What are you you doing?" he asked. "I saw you yesterday. You were walking up and down the bridge all day." The tailor told the shopkeeper about his dream. "How, that's silly," said the shopkeeper, and he laughed. "You can't believe dreams. I had a dream last night. In the dream, I was digging under an old oak tree and I found a big box of gold. But it was only a dream. I'm not going to look for the tree."
"Where was the tree?"
asked the tailor. "Oh, it was in a village called Swaffham," said the shopkeeper. "Swaffham, I don't even know where it is."
When he heard this, the tailor jumped up.
He said thank you to the shopkeeper and started a long journey home. 4 days later, tired and hungry, he arrived home.
"Well, where's the treasure?" said his wife.
The tailor didn't say anything. He grabbed a spade, ran into the garden, and started to dig under the old oak tree. It was hard work, but soon the spade hit something. It was a wooden box. The tailor opened the box. It was full of gold and silver.
"I walked all the way to London," he said, "but the treasure was here in my own garden."
Občas hledáme něco někde buví kde a máme to doma před nosem. Bye bye.